It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Bert and Ernie's special friendship has been a mystery ever since Sesame Street first aired in 1969. Giggity.
Giggity-goo.
Was that all part of the plan? 69.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Many were convinced the two were gay lovers. Now, after decades of speculation, one of the show's writers, Mark Salzman, says that he did indeed write Bert and Ernie as a gay couple. He says the characters reflect his own same-sex relationship, saying, "I always felt that without a huge agenda when I was writing Bert and Ernie that they were gay. I didn't have any other way to contextualize them." However, the show's creators responded to the news, saying Bert and Ernie are just best friends, even though they are identified as male characters and process many human traits and characteristics. They remain puppets and do not have a sexual orientation. Now, there are fans who are not taking this very well, and apparently some like the idea of an out-of-the-closet Bert and Ernie, and now you're a bigot if you say that they are puppets and don't have a sexual orientation. No, bring back the music. Here's my thing. They are, you know, you have to stick your hand up their butt. Doesn't that say something?
Lord, I'd like to apologize on behalf of Alex.
In their little apartment, they never have any girls up there.
Lord, once again, please forgive us.
What do you think?
Oh, do I think that Bert and Ernie are gay? Hell yeah. Wow, surprise, and I'm fat. Wow, we've learned something today.
You know, a lot of people say that SpongeBob and Patrick are also gay.
Oh, they're gay too, and that's cool.
But they don't live together. SpongeBob only lives with Gary the Snail. He's an animal.
Yeah, that doesn't matter, though. Okay, well, yeah, but, okay, Gary the Snail represents what?
A cat.
A cat, exactly. And that's cool. Stereotypes aren't always bad. I think it's good. I think it's positive. SpongeBob and Patrick and Gary are modern-day Bert and Ernie and Rubber Ducky.
You know what? I also think Cookie Monster is a socialist, so convince me I'm wrong.
That is true. She is a cookie that you will share with me.
Exactly. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are currently in London and outside Buckingham Palace, and Bieber serenaded Hailey in front of a crowd. He played guitar while covering Tracy Chapman's Fast Car and then went into Christian artist Chris Tomlinson's Good Good Father.
See, you get a fast car. I got a plane to get us out of here. Maybe we can have to be in the store. I'm ready to save a little money. I'm going to drive real far.
Yeah, not great audio, but there was like a massive water fountain there or something. Justin and Haley, by the way, are not married, according to multiple sources directly connected to them, despite what her uncle, Alec Baldwin, said yesterday. During an interview Monday night, Alex said that they just went off and got married. They went ahead and did it without listening to anyone. Sources say no, they have not tied the knot. Justin and Haley got a marriage license last week, and now they have 60 days to get married. So it is coming soon. Sarah Hyland suspects that her character, Haley Dunphy, might be killed off in the final season of Modern Family after it was announced a significant character would die. The 27-year-old says ABC showrunners have kept her in the dark and she hadn't yet talked to her co-stars about the twist. She says if it's her, she's ready to leave the show behind. She wants to ditch comedy for a more dramatic role. She earns an estimated $110,000 per episode on the show, which starts its farewell season on September 26th.
Okay, listen, I'm not saying they're going to kill her, but if she is being killed off the show, can she just move away? Why does everybody have to die, like, terrible deaths?
I know, isn't that sad?
Like, oh, I'm moving, I got a new job, okay, bye.
And Jessica Simpson is preggers. I'm so excited about this. I love following her on Instagram. The singer announced on Instagram yesterday that she and husband Eric Johnson are expecting a girl. It will be the third child for the couple who got married in July of 2014. They also have a 6-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old son. This is also your friendly reminder that Sesame Street began in 1969.
Lord help me, I'm trying my best here today.